Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Steelers don't know if they'll have Aaron Rodgers. He is getting fitted for a brace, and they'll see what the comfort level is. Can they protect that wrist? How can he perform? And he may not practice until Friday. We'll find out more about Aaron. We'll take your calls coming up a little bit later on the Steelers quarterback situation. But we want to get an idea of what it's like in Chicago. The first place Chicago Bears. Mark Grody is the Bears reporter for 670 The Score in Chicago. Mark, Jeff Hathorn, I am the Steelers reporter for 93.7 The Fan. So nice to talk to you. Look forward to seeing you on Sunday. How in the world are the Bears at -6 in point differential, 7-3 on the season?
Pleasure to meet you too, Jeff. Always good to talk to a fellow NFL reporter / hope / hybrid Odyssey employee. So very good to talk to you and meet you as well. But yeah, it's very interesting with the Bears because half of our day when I am doing the hosting portion of my job, our discussion is, oh, wow, the Bears are 7-3. Are they good though? Can they win? They can get to the playoffs. Can they win a playoff game? So we're all trying to figure it out as well. There's been I don't really know how to characterize it when a team gets lots of turnovers, because we know that
we call that the Steelers. Yeah.
the Steelers giving them up. Is that what you're saying?
Or no, when they win, it's because they get a bunch of turnovers, and when they don't get turnovers, they lose.
Right. And that there is some correlation with the Bears in that regard as well, especially with their defense. Like, you look at the Bears' defensive numbers, not good, not particularly good, but they do force turnovers. And it meant everything for that defense, but a team can't live that way ultimately. And I mean, like, year to year, and get away with something like that. So that's been a part of it, the turnovers. And then Caleb Williams, the Bears starting quarterback, has had something to say too about some of the fortunate moments that the Bears have had, because he has had some great moments in the fourth quarter, even if he hasn't been great for the first three quarters. And then you just throw in a sprinkle or two of just that general NFL magic dust that seems to occur to, you know, two or three teams every year. And that's what you have in a very simplified way, the Bears of 2025.
Well, I can't imagine in Chicago, because for such a great sports town, it's like the one position that it seems like Chicago has been waiting to have that all-timer. Not that you didn't win a title with McMahon, and there haven't been guys that have been, I mean, obviously Walter Payton's an all-timer, but at quarterback, is there that feeling like, hey, maybe we finally got that guy?
I mean, I don't know if Bears fans are there yet, Jeff. They've been hurt before. They've been hurt very recently in similar circumstances. This is the third straight first round developing, you know, put that in air quotes if you'd like, developing young quarterback that the Bears have had. And the two previous were very popular.
We're familiar with one of them.
Yes, yes, you are. Justin Fields was very much so a popular quarterback here. Mitch Trubisky, very popular quarterback here, and people wanted, gave him the benefit of the doubt. Both of those quarterbacks received the benefit of the doubt around here. Half of the Chicago fan base didn't want Justin Fields to leave, it felt like, when he did, when ultimately he was traded, and then we get into the Caleb zone. But yes, it is forever what Bears fans have wanted and needed. So I don't think that they have said, this is it, we've got that guy, but he is the benefit of the doubt is there. His fans are real. And I think that there is probably just a smidge more hope than the two predecessors that I just discussed.
Well, one thing that is different with those two, and obviously we saw both of them here in Pittsburgh, is he does not turn it over, and none in the last three games, not to jinx him, although Steeler fans would like that. What is it, what keeps him from making those type of mistakes?
Yeah, and he's done it for the better part of his NFL career, essentially. He was very good in that regard last year, very good in that regard this year. Part of it, we all thought last year, was because he was not taking as many risks, the big shots downfield, that he was leaving things on the table, you know, and a lot of people thought, you know, he was going too far to avoid the interceptions. But it was never part of his story in college. And I know that college clearly doesn't tell the exact story of every single college prospect in a linear way. But I think there is something to that, that part of his story is that he's always just been careful with the ball. He's been cognizant and maybe at times conservative, but I probably am going to ditch the conservative word this year because he's had just as many explosive attempts and completions as any quarterback in the NFL this year. So he is good at avoiding trouble. Now, he has been imperfect, obviously, and when he does throw picks, we spend the next 2 days breaking it down, you know, and what happened and why he did it and what the hell could he possibly have been thinking. But he is good at that, and he has gotten better as well. I guess while I'm at it, he's gotten really good, or much better anyway, at avoiding sacks. Last year he was sacked 68 times. This year, I don't have that exact number in front of me, but he has been very elusive and much smarter with the football, as clean as he was last year at times with the football.
Mark Grody's Bears reporter for 670 The Score, joining us from Chicago. And of course, in Pittsburgh, we do not overanalyze quarterback play at all. We do not overreact to bad games at all. We don't overreact to wins that aren't good enough at all.
Oh, we have a lot of that. Like, that's definitely been one of the themes for Bears fans. The Bears beat the Raiders, I was going to say Oakland, but they get trampled on for 240 rushing yards. So that was fun to talk about.
But it's good for us. It gives us a lot of content. If I were on your show, 670 The Score in Chicago, and said Aaron Rodgers, what's going to be the reaction of Bears fans upon hearing his name?
Well, it's right now, it's still what he last left us with, and that was him claiming to own Bears fans and own Soldier Field and saying, I still own you guys, after he had yet another comeback. Most of us, there's a slight palpitation when you hear Aaron Rodgers' name. He's simply, there's no other way to put it, he is number two of two, you know, Hall of Fame quarterbacks, he and Brett Favre, who got the best of the Bears, even though it was the Bears who ended. All we have to hang on to in Chicago for Brett Favre is that Corey Wooten, a Chicago Bear, Northwestern kid, ended his career. Yeah, we gotcha. So, no, there's a reaction. I'll tell you exactly what the conversation we had on the radio today about Aaron Rodgers was, and that's why I was listening very intently to your report about the health of Aaron Rodgers coming into the segment, or maybe it was a spot that I had heard previously, just wanting to know if he's going to play, because our conversation was, do you want him to play? Would you rather it be Mason Rudolph, which of course would be the answer, right? But a lot of us, including yours truly, I'm like, no. I want to see him play. I want to see if the Bears can, you know, maybe once get the best of Aaron Rodgers. So that was the conversation today, a lot on the score, what the feels that Aaron Rodgers gives you. And I will tell you, it felt like the majority of the people that I was talking to and dealing with and interacting with on social media, they're kind of the same. They still think they can get a piece of Aaron Rodgers, and relative to Green Bay, he's vulnerable. So blood in the water for Bears fans right now.
So what would the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Decibel level be like at Soldier Field if indeed Aaron Rodgers plays?
Oh my God. Oh, it would be, yeah, that's actually another thing we were talking about. This is going to be Aaron Rodgers or nothing, just because it's the Steelers, it's Aaron Rodgers, it's a winning team, and the Bears have not beaten a winning team this year. Soldier Field is going to be alive for the first time this year like it hasn't been this year. And I'm not saying that it's been dead at Soldier Field. Bears fans are good. They show up. They're loud. But this will be where the first game where there are, okay, they're good. I am going to take my tickets. You know, I'm not selling my tickets this week. I'm going to this sucker, and I'm going to act accordingly, as in the Bears are in first place. So there's going to be a lot of hyper Bears fans there. And of course, Aaron Rodgers takes it from a 10 to an 11.
How does the running back – so the Steelers have kind of gone into this rotation at running back. It seems like, although Swift is probably the lead, much like Jaylen Warren is in Pittsburgh – there's more options, I guess, on the ground for Chicago now.
Yeah. That is a success story for the Bears this year. You know, we talk about what is sustainable and what's real, even within the 7-3 record that, you know, some would say is not sustainable in, you know, future years, whatever. But one area that was struggling badly for the Bears this year before the early Bears bye through a couple of games, it was the running game. It was not good with DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai and Roshan Johnson. And we all wondered, do they need to go get somebody at some point? Do they need to, you know, grab somebody off a practice squad? Do they need to look at the trade deadline? Ben Johnson looked us square in the eyes and said, nope, I like the personnel. We got to work on what we're doing scheme-wise. We got to tighten some things up. And then they did. And all of a sudden, the Bears became one of the best running teams in the league. And it's because DeAndre Swift has been really good. He's still, like, to answer your base question, DeAndre Swift is still going to get the ball the majority of the time. For example, and I think this is a pretty good breakdown, the way that they'll do it for the rest of this year, DeAndre Swift in the win over the Vikings, 21 carries for 90 yards, while Kyle Manungai, the seventh-round rookie, the other dude, 12 carries for 23 yards. So that's about it. And then you won't see Roschon Johnson carrying the ball. Probably not. Maybe a surprise here or there. You never know with Ben Johnson, but he's mostly on special teams. Now, the other thing is with Ben Johnson, he does like to get creative with the run game. DJ Moore, the wide receiver, may get a couple handoffs. They tossed to him on third and three last week for a first down. So he has been creative with those who are allowed to run the ball beyond the two running backs, the two primary running backs. But yeah, that's the way it's broken down. And it's been just in the last, you know, month plus, the Bears running game has been quite potent.
Mark Grody, Bears reporter for 670 The Score, joining us here on 93.7 The Fan. Defensively, I mean, we're familiar with Tremaine Edmonds. His brother played for the Steelers for a few years, was a first round pick. Who is it that's keying the turnovers when the Bears are going right?
Somehow, some way, it's actually, I'm building that up a little bit too much. It's Kevin Byard. Kevin Byard,
the old Titan,
veteran,
right?
Yeah, yep, absolutely. Yep, he was a Tennessee Titan, and he came to the Bears last year. Look, he's only 32 years old, but when a guy's been in the league for a decade, like when an NFL player hits double digits, it just, like, they just go old. Like, it just feels like they're old. So Byard being here, and especially last year, he just felt like a good veteran presence. Wasn't going to be like a great big time playmaker. Wasn't what he was, as you mentioned, in Tennessee, but a terrific locker room guy, a veteran dude who can help to bring along Jaquan Brisker. And it's almost like we all forgot that this guy is a former all pro, at the very least a pro bowler, like very good, and has already, he has 5 interceptions, leads the league. And as he pointed out to us, maybe we needed to be reminded, he's like, yeah, I've had a 5 interception year before. So this isn't like something new for him. I just think, and I'm pointing the thumb, I underestimated what Kevin Byard could still do in his career. And it's, you know, of course, all, you know, to some degree, there is a luck factor in getting interceptions. But you watch the tape and what he does, like, he is making plays on the ball, and he just looks like one of the Bears' best defenders so far this year. And as per our conversation earlier, in a season in which the Bears are, look at the numbers, dependent on those turnovers to make their defense work.
Mark, I want to ask you about a couple of local connections. First, Antoine Randle-El, beloved here, obviously, for that pass in the Super Bowl, was an epic play in Steelers playoff lore, Super Bowl lore.
Yeah.
I know he's assistant head coach. Like, is he a guy that's starting to get some traction? Is, like, hey, if this thing goes well this year, he might get at least some interviews for head coaching jobs.
Oh, that is interesting. Maybe. Yeah. Apparently Antoine Randle-El, and I'm glad you brought him up, but yeah, like, that's a guy that Pittsburgh and Chicago can share. We are, you know, I mean, like, he grew up around here. I actually covered him, playing basketball back in the day, but that's a whole other story.
Well, he played at IU, didn't he?
Yeah. He ended up playing at IU, correct? And then obviously ended up having the very good career with the Pittsburgh Steelers and elsewhere. I think on Fridays, he is the one that addresses the team. And I'm not sure if other coaches do this, so that's something I got to put my reporter helmet on here again, Jeff, and I got to find that out. But Antoine Randle-El, like, he started this thing with the players that the players are parroting, and that is, he's talking about living, like, he's getting philosophical now. He's talking about living in the known and living in the know. And I'm still not sure what it means, quite frankly. I really don't. We spent 20 minutes on the radio picking it apart, and as one of my co-hosts called me, I was being obtuse about the whole thing. But it's all for good, and the play, like Caleb Williams and, like, offensive and defensive players are uttering, and I thought it was Ben Johnson. So last week I asked the head coach, I said, what is living in the know? And he's like, I can't take credit for that. That's L. I was like, oh, okay. So the next chance I get to speak with Antoine Randall L, which I think is this week, I probably will go in depth a little bit on that.
But that's cool.
Yeah, I guess I hadn't been necessarily thinking about L as a guy who's like, who's on, you know, could go to the next level, but why not? Why not? Like, if things continue to go successfully around Caleb and around the wide receivers and the offensive side of the ball, and just learning under Ben Johnson, for sure he should be a candidate. It seems like he's got all the it factor when it comes to communicating, and we know that he's smart.
He is one. He went to a high school that has produced more Hall of Famers than any high school in America. Aliquippa High School just won another section title, what we call here a WPIAL title. His number is retired at the University of Pittsburgh. Is Mike Ditka still a god in Chicago?
Yes, we share. You know what? Pittsburgh and Chicago, they were buddies. We'd get it, like, we'd sit down and we'd have beers and we'd talk and hang out. We'd want to beat each other up. But
yeah, and then we get together and say we all hate New York.
Yes, we can all agree on that, certainly. Of course. Oh, yeah, look, Ditka, the influence that Mike Ditka still has in the DNA of sports talk radio in this town and the way we talk about the Bears and what the vantage point that a lot of us have that did. Now, I was young when Ditka was there, but I remember every inch of it. It's very influential. I was actually talking about this the other day for a Chicago promotion that we were doing, that, like, Ditka, it just, like, because of the 80s Bears in general, it created a precedent that some of us have been trying to get back since then. It really put Bears fans on the map. It put, like, that team, because they had struggled in a lot of years previous to that it put them on the map, and it brought them to where they are today in terms of their fan base. So I wasn't trying to get too deep on you here in the Ditka question, but he really does.
That's cool.
He has influence that I don't even think a lot of people know here. Like, I know they know, and they know the SNL skit and the tirades, and everybody hears the stories. And there's a certain segment that gets sick of hearing about it because they're too young. And I get that. Like, you don't want to hear, you know, old man talking about his team all the time. But the threads and the DNA is real with Mike Ditka. Unfortunately, we don't see him much anymore. He doesn't do much. I'm not sure where he is health-wise, but he doesn't do a lot of stuff in the public anymore. So I do hope the man is okay.
Yeah, same here. I mean, he is a treasure here, and
yeah,
I think he embodies both of our cities.
Yeah, he really does. And if it's not Mike Ditka, it's Dave Wanstead.
Yes, I forgot about the Bears. Listen, Art, one of our hosts in the morning played for Dave at Pitt, and he does these impressions of Dave that are the absolute best. He mimics the speeches, the pregame speeches, with the way Dave would talk. They even did a Christmas carol with, like, Dave, with him singing like Dave. That is just off the charts. I'll have to send it to you.
Wow, you know what? We're gonna have to do a little exchanging of audio, probably, because we have an afternoon show and a morning show on the Score that Dave Wanstead is a regular visitor on. Trust me, there have been plenty of antics with Wani. Has become a bit of a cult hero here in Chicago. Really, just an amazing story is Dave Wanstead here. When it comes, like, his media prowess is amazing.
And a great man, really is.
Yes.
I mean, he won, you guys may or may not be aware, I mean, he won a national championship blocking for Tony Dorsett. I mean, the guy was a good football player as well as, you know, what he did in the coaching ranks. So,
well, yes, and look, the Bears have not had a whole lot of playoff wins in their lives. And Dave Wanstead, 1994, was the one to oversee the Bears going into Minnesota and winning, I believe it was a wild card game, but winning that game before they got trampled by the 49ers.
I'm now really fired up for the game. There's so much in common between the cities, the teams, the defenses, and hopefully Aaron plays because I want to see that atmosphere.
I do too, and I was starting to think because honestly, like, shame on me, but I didn't realize that how dependent the Steelers were as well. That we're both two cities trying to work through. Is our defense really that good? And it's and I guess you got to give credit, right? Turnovers are awesome, right?
Hey, they're game changing, absolutely. Mark, I look forward to meeting you on Sunday. Thank you for taking time out of your evening with us.
Absolutely, Jeff. Have a great night, man.
All right, Mark Grody, Bears reporter for 670 The Score in Chicago. As we continue, Robbie Mikowski is going to join us, and we're going to talk about, well, it's Sir Robbie now because he's an author. He's big time. We'll talk about his book and how you can get it and just some other fun stuff with Robbie as we continue here on 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.